morning. I'm Michelle Shepherd, and I'm going to be talking to you about the effect of soybean planting date and relative maturity on grain yield. So soybeans are a very important crop in the Midwest, and more specifically for me in Ohio. And our soybean industry is our largest crop industry, and it's worth more than $4.5 billion. And in a recent study, they found that Ohio has had the second highest economic loss associated with rainfall variability and high temperatures. And in this study, over 20 years, they saw that we lost $2.9 billion. So with the high temperatures, I'm going to be focusing on so soybeans, their ideal daytime temperature are 85 degrees Fahrenheit, and recently it has shown that with high temperatures in July, that has reduced yield the most. And so for every degree Fahrenheit increase in temperature, soybean grain yield has decreased by 1 bushel per acre. So with high temperatures, these are also associated with low rainfall and high evapotranspiration rates, which leads to water loss. And in this picture, you can see that what soybean plants do when they become stressed due to water. And when they become water stressed, they turn their leaves over, which the underside is kind of like a silver-gray color, which reflects light and reduces photosynthesis. So the current recommendations for planting date in Ohio is for the northern part of Ohio, you should plant in the last few days of April, and in the southern part, you should plant any time after April 15th. And also, you would want the soil temperature to be above 50 degrees Fahrenheit and a good moisture content. And these recommendations come from the Ohio Agronomy Guide. So a recent survey was taken in 2014 and 2015, and in Ohio, 289 farmers were surveyed, and most of Ohio was planting their soybeans in the third week of May, where the central part and the southeastern part of Ohio was planting in the second week of May. In 2014 and 15, those were kind of wet years, so farmers had to delay their planting due to the rain. Also, the current Ohio Agronomy Guide says that our current Ohio recommendations are to plant any maturity group 3 varieties. And in the same survey, those 289 farmers were showing that they were planting maturity group 3 varieties, but the northeastern part of Ohio is planting maturity group 2, which can be due to the fact that they're near the lake and it stays colder. So planting early, there are some potential risks for planting early. You can have frost damage, which if a plant is damaged above the cotyledons, the plants should be fine. But if the frost damage causes damage to the cotyledons or the hypocotyl, then the plants will die and will not recover. And planting early also, you can have disease in seedlings, and there can also be an increase of bean leaf beetle damage. So my objectives for this project is to evaluate planting date and relative maturity combinations, to promote early canopy closure, and to maximize yield. And I'm also wanting to reevaluate the soybean planting date and relative maturity recommendations for the Ohio Agronomy Guide. So planting soybeans early can extend the growing season and allow for earlier canopy closure. And with early canopy closure, you can reduce soil temperatures and minimize in-season water loss due to evaporation. So my experiment was a split plot randomized complete block design. The main factor was planting date, and my subplots were the relative maturity. And I had 4 replications at 3 locations. two planting dates, 8 to 10 soybean varieties, and my plot dimensions were 8 3/4 feet by 40 feet. The locations that I used were Clark County, Wayne County, and Wood County. So my 2016 planting dates, Clark County was the only, my targeted planting dates were an early May and an early June planting date, so Clark County was the only one that was able to get in the field at the time. Wayne and Wood County got a lot of rain at the beginning of May, so they had to lay their planting till the middle of May, and so then we just planted the second planting date 3 weeks later after that. So the varieties I used with relative maturity, I used 8 varieties at the Wood County and the Wayne County sites, and they were the two to three, eight are relative maturity varieties. So I had 8 varieties at those sites, and then at Clark County I had 2 to 4 varieties. So with that site I had 10 varieties, and that's because it's in more southern Ohio and they can have a longer growing season. For my data, I did canopy closure development biweekly, so starting at the V2 stage. For the entire field, I was using canopy measurements on using an app called Canopeo, and I use this on an iPad. And then also with this year, I was wanting to compare that to a Licor line quantum sensor, which I'll be referring to as a light bar. And so I only used the light bar on the first rep at each site. And I also used recorded maturity dates. So when plots became 95% matured color, that's when a date was recorded. And then I also did yield. So a little more about Canopeo. It's an app that was created by Oklahoma State University. And they, this app, you can take a picture of your plot, and it calculates the vegetation growth. It calculates the green vegetation. So the picture on the left is a picture that you see on a camera. And then the Canopeo app turns it to a black and white image and is measuring the amount of white in the picture, which is all the green vegetation. And with this picture, the app got 64%. So that was how much canopy closure there was. For my data analysis, I used analysis of variance, Fisher's least significant difference, and assumptions of ANOVA using SAS 9.4. So first I want to talk about my correlations from Canopeo and Lightbar. So also within Canopeo there's 2 methods that you can use using the app. So you can do pictures or you can also take a video of the plot. And so with this one I'm correlating Canopeo picture to Lightbar, and as you can see that there was a so I had a strong correlation that was highly significant. And my R-squared was 0.94. And with video, I also had Canopeo video versus light bar was highly significant, and that R-squared was 0.92. So with this, I can make the conclusion that you can use Canopeo instead of light bar, which makes things a lot easier. My 2016 yield results, Clark County and Clark County and Wood County only had a relative maturity effect, and it was highly significant. And in Wayne County, there was a planting date by relative maturity effect. So in Clark County and Wood County, with the relative maturity effect, you can see that with Wood County, the highest yields were 3.1 to 3.6, and these 3 varieties were statistically similar. And in Clark County, the 3.1, 3.6 and the 3.8 relative maturities were also statistically similar and were the highest yielding in those two counties. In Wayne County, there was the planting date relative planting date and relative maturity effect. So for the first planting date, which was May 19th, there was all the starred varieties are statistically similar. So the 2.8, 3.3, 3.6, and 3.8 varieties were all the highest yielding and were statistically similar. But with the June 9th planting date, all of them but one were all statistically similar, and the one that was not statistically similar was the 2.4. So my conclusions are that you can use Canapeo to replace the use of a light bar. Canapeo will give you the number of canopy closure in the field right there, whereas using light bar you have to do some more calculations in order to get the percentage. And planting earlier with maturity group 3 varieties are a better way to go. But I have yet to get my 2017 yield data back, so once that is back, I'll confirm that conclusion. And then once I have this project finished, I will be using this data to revise the Ohio Agronomy Guide. And for future work, that I would suggest using more planting dates if possible. With Ohio, the weather is kind of very variable in the early seasons, so it's kind of difficult to get more than two in there, but if possible, do more planting dates and then have some more varieties that have the same relative maturities. And I would like to thank the Ohio Soybean Council for funding my project and Pioneer for donating the seed. And I would like to thank my advisors, Dr. Laura Lindsay, Alex Lindsay, and Dr. Kent Harrison, the field managers, and my lab mates. Is there any questions?
Got time for questions?
Yes.
On your maturities, you've got 8 and 10, and you've got a good range. So, any thoughts on doing actual regression on the maturities rather than doing single variety gene separation?
So the question was, is there using regression on the maturities? On the data, okay. That's something I haven't thought of, but I will definitely look into doing that. I'll look into doing that.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Do you have recorded temperature or how many rainfall was during the season?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Do you have did you link the weather conditions with a planting date? Did you do that?
So the question was, did I link the weather data with my results? So I have all the data for the weather. And there was no good correlation with the data that I've seen yet. I'll take a look at it and see if there was another look and see if that might have been a factor.
One more question.
So the question was, did I consider my height with the Canapeo app? Yes, so I tried to make it so I would stand in a spot where the sun was, so I would stand where I wasn't shading the plots or anything, and then I'd also try to make sure that it was at least 2 feet above the canopy. And so that was, I was trying to keep that standard going through all the plots. And I did notice that there was a difference when it comes to light, and especially if it's doing it compared in the morning to like in the afternoon.
All right, let's thank the speaker.